this lesson, we'll take another look at the systems engineering and the integration elements of it. It's another flavor or version of the design process, but it's a little bit bigger, a little bit larger. Systems are generally involved with, or have systems engineering teams involved with it. But it's, and we've mentioned this before in previous lessons, so we'll take a quick look again at this and a few more details. Systems engineering allows us to combine the many different facets of a system together. So communications and materials and supply chain assembly processes. But beyond that, it's also systems like propulsion, communication, heating, cooling, entertainment, and everything else that goes into making whatever it is that, and I'm thinking of a car at this moment, all of the different elements that go into making a vehicle or into a complex system. But the a quick review is that in projects, there's oftentimes a product life cycle, and systems engineering certainly gets involved with managing every stage of the product life cycle. And we've talked about it before. This one's slightly different from, if I believe it's from a Iris, Coombs, and Moss Reliability Engineering and Management Handbook. But they talk about the concept, the design, a couple of steps for verification. External verification, for example, may be the beta testing, and validation is by the customer. Then there's market release and ramping, making it a product, put it on the shelves, and then eventually the end of life and the disposal phase. So this still follows the same basic and very logical flow that we've seen with other product life cycle outlines. Now, part of the part of what a system engineer does is help the organization make trade-offs and make the right decisions. But it's also looking for those areas where there's an interaction, where things overlap or work in synergy, or the opposite of, I guess, dis-synergy. But the idea is that there's a finite amount of resources, whether that's time or money or design talent or test facilities or whatever it is, and we're trying to achieve the business objectives or goals. So from a reliability point of view, is that we're interfacing with all of these other priorities. So if we have a specific reliability goal, we may be able to achieve that, but at too high of a cost, or a degradation of product's performance, or it may take too long. So it's a compromise of finding the right level of resource allocation, whether it's cost, time, or talent, in order to achieve an acceptable level of reliability, for example. And the same applies if we're dealing with warranty in the support of the warranty process, or if we're dealing with maintenance or maintenance costs. But the basic idea of the systems engineer is monitoring and managing the product lifecycle and looking for those points where we need to find the right balance between the competing priorities and the limited amount of resources available. One area that is more unique to larger systems that do mandate repair is spares and in the inventory management. In some organizations, the cost of spares, inventory, repair processes can quickly swamp the original purchase price of the asset. So whether it's an escalator or a military vehicle, the ability to have the right spares at the right time allows you to keep using that equipment and deriving the value from that. If you're waiting for spare parts and it's not operating, that can cause a lot of lost opportunity or lost actual revenue or loss of mission. But it also includes, where do we store these things? Where do we keep the spare parts? What level of technician talent do we need? How skilled do they need to be, and what kind of training support do they require? And then how do we move these units around? How do we keep the units themselves into the right place at the right time, but also the spare parts and the tools that support that? How do we move those around? So once a product is done, there's a whole nother level of design and engineering that goes into actually maintaining that process or that product. So it can get quite complex, and there's a whole field of logistics engineering that addresses many of those concerns or issues. So if you've ever bought a spare part, say a light bulb for your home, or a battery for your car, or a tire, those are relatively common, and generally they fit in lots of different vehicles. But if you've had to go look for a unique part for just your car, a panel or a bumper that only works for your car, that may involve then wait time. And so these are the kinds of things that are being decided by logistics engineers is to, well, how often are batteries or tires purchased as for repair or replacement on a vehicle versus, say, the right front bumper? That may not be as common a device, and it also doesn't prevent you from using your vehicle. So in most cases, in where I came from, a little duct tape and baling wire to keep you running long enough. But the idea is that the tolerance for waiting for a bumper is greater than a few days, or is a few days is not a big deal. Whereas if I had to wait 2 or 3 days for a new battery, I lose the functionality of the vehicle at that point. So that may not be acceptable. So it's what's the frequency of things? What's the criticality of those? How important are they to the use of the product or service that your system you're building? And then what's the cost of storage and transportation and diagnostics and repair processes and so on? For the bumper, we need somebody that's a little more specialized than somebody just changing a tire. So it's may require going into a garage to find those specialists, whereas changing a tire is something that everybody should know how to do themselves. If not, then you probably can find a garage or a neighbor that can help you. But the idea is that all of those elements are thought through is part of the system engineering role. And reliability plays a role in that, obviously, because it's the frequency of failures that's one of the main drivers for that whole set of decisions. In the next section, we're going to take a look at the last group of items in the reliability management segment of the body of knowledge.